Indeed I am. And listen, all over my Twitter feed, people have been upset about what's going on in the city of Ekurhuleni. Not restored electricity for 7 days in some areas. Itumeleng Mutibi says they're transparent with the truth. All we want from them is at least an explanation. They constantly give us hope, only to come up with an excuse at the last minute. We are cold and vulnerable to crime. Well, joining us now is the head of Department for Electricity and Energy in the city of Ekurhuleni, Mark Wilson. Good morning, Mark, and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Mangani.
Look, a lot of people are frustrated, obviously, at what's going on in Ekurhuleni. When will power be restored in Kempton Park specifically?
Yes, I understand the frustration, especially now that we have this cold spell coming through. We managed to get most of the customers back on Wednesday night, and we were trying to put more customers on depending on how the total load. So we did ask customers if they could try and be as sparing as possible in their energy usage. Unfortunately, we did not get all the customers back on during the day when Thursday. Overnight Thursday, we did complete the remainder of the substation. We tried to switch on in the early hours of this morning, but we found as we switched on, there were cable faults in the network. So the two remaining areas we have a problem with is Allen Grove and Glenmarais Extension, I think it's Extension 24. We have resolved those problems, and we are trying to energize again in the next hour or so, and then we should be able to carry all the load.
I mean, what's the issue here? Is it maintenance in terms of substations? Why specifically, you know, the city of Ekurhuleni battling to this extent?
The original issue was the explosion that happened on one of our circuit breakers, which burnt out the substation. The explosion was caused when a cable that was attempted cable theft, and the breaker didn't clear. So it is not necessarily lack of maintenance. This substation has got good maintenance, and it's had good maintenance records of it. It's just one of those one in a million where the substation actually burnt out. So the magnitude of this job, normally it could take up to 2 weeks. So we pushed, we had three shifts on. We had swapping out shifts of people when they got tired. We had another shift coming in. So it's just one of those things, and it's difficult to get an exact figures. We try to get the best estimates of time to restore. But it is a massive complex job. We have spent already about $14 million on this job, but it seems we're getting to the end of these niggling problems that we picked up as we went along.
Here's the difficulty people are finding frustrating, particularly, is the lack of information, the lack of updates. I mean, the last one you had was 12 hours ago, saying that power would be back later on last night. It still hasn't been back in all the areas, and you haven't updated your messaging.
That is correct. I'm not sure where we had a glitch in the messaging. During the night, we were trying to make use of the residents and the local WhatsApp groups in the area. I will have to see, and hopefully we don't have these major disasters in future, but I think we have to improve on our messaging, especially during the night where your normal means of communication aren't there. But we have the social media means, which can be very effective. So we'll try and get that done better.
So for all the people whose, I don't know, food is rotting, who have obviously had difficulties during this time, it is what it is. Sorry for you. These things happen.
Unfortunately, a power system is never 100% reliable. There's nowhere like that in the world. This is one of those unfortunate situations. We were hopeful. We gave an optimistic timeline. It was obviously proven wrong. They were too optimistic. But we are doing our best, and we have got all resources on site at the moment. I've just come off site, and it seems positive that we will be going back online in about an hour.
So you're saying to me, what, at 9:15, all power will be restored in all areas of Ekurhuleni?
We will gradually pick up the load, and we'll see how the load goes. But we'll start restoring in about an hour, and you can't switch on everyone immediately because you get an inrush of too much load.
Sure.
So we will phase it in. So we will start it from 9:00. In the next few hours, we should be able to phase in the remainder of the load.
By which time will everyone have power in Ekurhuleni?
By everyone, if all goes well in the Kempton Park area, everyone should have power by midday today.
All right. And will you commit, at least in terms of your social media feeds, to keep communicating if that promise can't be met?
We will do so. We will provide all the information, but together with our markets and the communications, we'll try and enhance our communications specifically on the social media groups.
Mark Wilson in Alberton. In Alberton, they're the head of Department for Electricity and Energy in the city of Ekurhuleni.